Welcome to the Dirt Bike Burrito Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are chatting to the legends from the West Australian Hard Enduro Series. This episode's come out a little later than what we originally spoke to them. We spoke to them on the night or the day after their huge grand final for their series. So make sure you go check out the Brap Farm. So much cool content from the boys there. So much kind of insight into the WA Hard Enduro scene, which is growing so fast. I really can't wait to see them potentially on the Grassroots Series, but you know, we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves. So this was just a great chat with the West Australian Hard Enduro boys about how the whole series is coming together, what it's actually meant for WA Hard Enduro, what it means for the motorbike scene over there, and kind of the progression from kind of just mates hanging out to actually running a full season, especially through COVID. West Australians, we hate you. So, great chat. Thank you so much for your time. It was a second one. We made a few jokes about it because the first one was a little loose, a little wild, and we didn't really get to stay on topic or touch on the point. So, it's a bit of a merge of all of them because editing is amazing and I have nothing but free time for this podcast. So, thanks, thanks boys. Thanks for your time. Thanks again to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Grassroots Hard Enduro, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, Adventure On Store, Goat Mountain Extreme, Pulse Media. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for your support. We are coming to the end of the year, so I'm thinking I think we're almost at bloody episode 100 too, so it's going to be something very special. These burrito bites are really gaining traction, and people are really loving them for the short amount of time, so we'll keep them going. Make sure you send us your topics and questions. We've really had a lot coming in, and Alex and I will sit down, we promise, and do a recording soon and answer them all. It's just at the moment, we really want to get these episodes out with guests because we had a Chucky and things like that previously, and we've got a few big ones coming up in the future, so let's just enjoy this episode. As I said, go check out the Brap Farm. Go check out Australian Enduro Facebook page too. There's a few things going on there. Thanks, boys, for your time. Thank you, the fans, for following along with us. And till next time, keep riding, stay safe. Cheers. There you go. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Jeremy. This is round two with the West Australian Hard Enduro Series because the first one was absolutely loose. How are we, boys?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, mate.
Yeah, good, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Surely we're not the only ones to have a second go at it, are we, Jeremy?
So how are you boys doing anyway? You've had
say no more.
Yeah, you guys have had an absolute huge weekend.
Yeah, we have actually. So big day yesterday. We had round seven of our little series we've got going over here in WA, and we had a big hard enduro session in the morning. And how long did that go for, Shory? That was, I think the lads did about 2.5 hours in the end, or 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and 3 hours, yeah.
And then, we went over to the enduro cross track in the front paddock, and the bronze guys cut it up for a couple of laps. So, a lot of guys stayed the night and had a good time, overindulged, perhaps feeling a bit fragile today.
Well, before we go
you got to get back on the horse.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and that's why you're here, mate. We're back on the horse. And before we get any further, I want you to introduce yourselves. Really kind of this time do it right. Let's see who you are, what you are into the sport, and what your roles are in the whole WA hard enduro scene.
Well, take it away, Damo.
Come on, Damo. Let's do this. Come on.
I'm Damo. Sherco rider, hard enduro, try hard, and I run a YouTube channel called the Brap Farm.
Brap.
there's my shameless plug.
Plug on plug on plug.
I'm Craig Shaw. I'm just a shit carter trail rider that had a bit too much spare time on my hands. So just thought we'd get the boys together and try and get into a bit of hard enduro.
Mate, that's an understatement. Old mate here is talking about his Sherco and his YouTube channel. Come on, really up yourself. Let's talk about this, because it's not a little thing you've done over there.
Well, we're making inroads, but, we're sort of keeping it quite, on the lowdown at the moment, just until we get the properties finalised. But, we're coming along. We've made fair inroads this year, I think, and everyone seems to be having a good time, so that's amazing.
Well, seven rounds this year, that's a huge amount.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but I mean, we're only talking, you know, 20 to 30 riders per round. So it's not like we're running massive events.
Yeah, mates and friends of friends and stuff like that. Nothing's been advertised or anything as such. It's just if you know someone, you bring them along and have a crack. That's how it sort of snowballed a little bit this year.
Yeah, well, I think that's great, though. It also shows that, one, there's a hard enduro scene in Australia, because, as you said before, that there are people messaging you all the time really wanting to get into the sport, you know, over there on the dark side. But also, you've managed to find a property to be able to start doing these things, which is always that real hard step to be to get into your own series or even to be able to do it in some form of club, you know, perspective.
Yeah, well, that's it, mate. We got one pretty good property just out of Bunbury, down south of Perth. Pretty legendary property owner that lets us run amok there and use his machinery to build enduro cross tracks and basically gives us free reins.
Yeah,
we got a couple of... Here's Phil Rose from Picton Automotive. Good on you, Phil. Bloody legend.
Legend.
We got a couple of others, sort of coming online that probably more the flatter enduro cross type ones. So we really need to try and locate some proper goat terrain, you know, rocks, hills, private property would be ideal so we can get a couple more events going on. Once we secure the properties, we can open it up a bit more, but we're kind of hamstrung at the moment, just with the limited properties we have.
Yeah, of course. But so then, I mean, this year, let's just even talk about this year, because you've had, as I said, you're doing about 20 riders per round. How has that been from, say, you know, it's hard. We have to ask the same questions again, because obviously it's the second one, but how have you found the response from clubs originally who do just do, you know, original format enduro style? Now you're bringing the potential of hard enduro. Have you found them more accommodating, a bit more kind of reserved?
Well, I think since Damo and his Brap Farm channel, there's two plugs for you, Damo.
Brap.
Since he's been putting up a few on Australian enduro, and we got a pretty legendary photographer, media, Sheila and Tiana Hunt, and her hubby and son that takes some pretty good photos, makes some good vids. We've put a few up on an Aussie enduro. Since we've sort of done that, everyone's sort of cottoned on to, you know, who we are and what we're sort of doing. And the T&E club, which run all the state rounds over here, I mean, we know most of the boys there, and they sort of know what we're up to, and they really want to get involved with it, and they're a young committee, and they're trying to push, I guess, for non-traditional enduro and try and get an enduro cross or even a hard enduro type event happening for the T&E club. So
just to spice things up.
Yeah, just to mix it up. I think that's, you know, otherwise it gets a bit stale after a while, but it's one of those things, you know, the blokes who are doing the fast stuff aren't necessarily into trying to ride up stupid hills and over rocks and logs and all the rest of it.
I think the main divider is for the guys that like scratching their bikes up and the guys that don't.
Yeah,
so like the real riders and the Sherco riders, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, something like that.
So
there was one certain Sherco rider that didn't hesitate in scratching his bike up yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. It wasn't me.
Is that the snapped fender that I saw get screwed to a tire?
Yeah.
Was it just a snap compressed silencer, busted headlight, snap fender? I think the subframe's a little bit how you go. You had a real good day.
You boys know how to go. Now, we're going to talk, obviously, in the future, because WA has been really lucky that you've missed the entire kind of COVID outbreak this year. You've been very lucky to only have to do a couple of weeks of lockdown here or there. With the potential of opening it up for next year, are you going to try and incorporate a national round, or are you just going to try and grow it kind of as a local round, kind of without trying to grow it into grassroots?
I think next year we'll probably be running a similar sort of style to what we are now. If, like I said, it's all dependent on property. I always keep in contact with Greg from Grassroots and always picking his brain, and he's keen to get an event over here and try and make Grassroots a proper national series.
Yeah.
I know logistically it can be hard, but I mean, we'd try and make it a 2 or 3 day event.
Yeah.
And I know just after talking to him the other day that he has spoken to a local council down around my area, and they are very keen to get a Erzberg-style type event happening.
An Erzberg-style event.
Well, we got quite a few old, well, there's still functional coal mines up their way, and the council, I think, may own some of them, so they're keen to possibly let us get into there, and Greg's got big plans, but it's all, you know, it's just depends on them at the moment type of thing and what we can get access to, so... On, you know, he didn't tell me to keep it a secret. Sorry, Greg, if it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, Greg probably listened to this thing. Can you just please shut your mouth, Shane?
Yeah. Nah, he'd be right. But he's talking like, you know, Park Fermé in the middle of town at the footy oval, riding out of town, like make it a proper, you know, a prologue in town. And I said to him, look, man, if you build something like that, you know, you build it, they'll come.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, if you even look at, like, this what happened this weekend at the in Kalgoorlie, you had the Kalgoorlie Desert Race. I mean, that event alone was bloody amazing, the way they started it and had it all streamed live. And, you know, even the numbers you had just for that, if you had been able to open that up to everybody, oh, man, you would have had everyone swarming to that event.
Oh, absolutely. So, I know quite a few boys that went to that, and they all love it. It's not quite my cup of tea because I don't really do fast very well. But it's a very well done event.
Yeah.
No. I don't even do podcast interviews very well.
Neither do I, mate. Don't worry about it. But look, that's awesome. The hard enduro scene, though, in WA, have you seen it grow? Has it always been a part of what you guys have ridden, or has it, as I said, has it started growing more and more over time? Because obviously WA is always wait a while, so everything is a little slower before it gets to WA. that transition
careful.
To the hey, I'm from Perth originally, mate. I'm fucking slow as they come. Don't you worry about that.
He knows firsthand.
Yeah, yeah. This podcasting, we're way late in that, mate. That's been going since like in 2010, buddy. We're way late on it. So, as I said, the hard enduro scene has definitely grown so large over here on the East Coast. In the West Coast, is it growing as fast as it has everywhere else, or is it still quite a slow progression?
I reckon we're definitely getting a bit of inspiration by what's going on over East with you guys, like following the grassroots series. And, you know, everybody talks about Tenderfield when it comes around and the other rounds you got going on. I think, yeah, and the videos that get put up. So that sort of really helped drive what we've got going on over here. And so I just want everybody, it's just so keen to get amongst it because it's just a different skill set you've got to learn, and it goes against those traditional, I don't know, riding ability that most guys
have. It's a great leveller, I think, for fast blokes and slow blokes. It's not necessary how wedged you can hold the throttle open, you know. It's sort of, I find it's a good leveller for, you know, the average sort of bloke as opposed to the gun motocrosser. Yeah. Type of thing, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you look at the Kosciuszko round this year, that was, I think it was the last round of the grassroots, Ben Grabham, I mean, everybody knows Grabbo. Grabbo is just the king of the desert, right? Everybody knows that. But he went and did gold class at Kosciuszko, and he got in the top 10, I want to say 4th or 5th, I think. I can't remember. But he was in the top 10 in gold level. And a lot of the guys who were saying, like, yeah, he may have struggled a little bit, or not struggled.
I think he did that on a Sherco too, didn't he?
Oh, fuck.
Ding.
You know what? You know what he was watching before he started racing? The Brat Farm, you prick. Anyway,
no doubt.
But you know, people were saying that.
I was going to drink a can for every time you mentioned those. I've run out of cans.
he was not as fast in the technical stuff, but he would absolutely smoke him in the single trails between the technical stuff. And you're right, that's where the leveler is, because you could have these super technical guys who ex-trials race, but once they get into the bit of the single tracks that connects all the technical stuff, they were really struggling. So you're right, hard enduro is that leveler.
I'm a little bit sus on those trials, boys. They always say that they're, I'm not fast in the single trail, and then you actually see them go, and you're like, hang on, why don't you tell me fibs there, mate?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it has been awesome to see all the videos and events happening over East, and it is a big inspiration for us over here.
Yeah.
And as I said, contrary to popular belief, WA isn't just flat and sand. We do have some good terrain.
Yeah. There's a rock every
It's by far the biggest growth area of off-road riding, Giro, in my opinion. I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, right.
I think it another part of what makes it so the growth so strong is that it's sort of the like-minded people bringing them together. Like it's a really good. We built a really good community base over here. I think everybody gets on really well. There's no sort of fighting or judging each other, and everybody's there just to have a good time. And I think that sort of vibe that you get from it draws people in and makes them stay and want to get amongst it and do some more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, that's a huge part of all the hard enduro scene, especially over here. I mean, we've had Wildwood. Oh, I don't know. They have had Wildwood over here for a very long time. And I think that's been a great growth for the sport, you know, slowly see it go up. And I remember you boys saying that you were going to come over and do Wildwood as well.
Yeah, there was plans. There was a couple of us sort of lined up thinking about it for this year. And
bit of a pipe dream for this year, I think.
We kind of, as we were sort of planning it out, knowing there was a strong chance it wasn't going to happen. But, perhaps we'll see what happens next year, get over for a round or two in the grassroots series or something.
And I guess what bike would
you... A few boys came.
Oh, yeah. Tenterfield. Come to Tenterfield. It is... Oh, I can't rave enough about Tenterfield. It is absolutely awesome. Just like it. But you're also saying that, you know, next year you're going to try and grow the round, grow the sport. Will that mean you'll start including other riders and actually selling tickets and promoting the events, or will you still just keep growing it in your little hub, your little base of riders?
I think ideally, if we can get the property sorted, perhaps we can go out, you know, make it a bit more public and start selling tickets like that. But it really does just depend on what properties we can get and how it all pans out.
If anyone knows any good properties that are willing to let blokes ride dirt bikes on, get in touch with us.
Yeah. They're nice guys. They do everything really professionally.
Well, yeah. It's debatable. The crew that we've had so far, like the property that we have used, you know, everyone's been really respectful. The lads have been awesome, cleaning up after themselves and, you know, giving their thanks and acknowledgement to the owner and that sort of thing. So, if any property owners out there are thinking about it, a bit hesitant, but we guarantee you it's going to be worth your while. And
beneficial.
If it's not, it's not my fault.
We are also insured for public liability if there's ever any issue with property owners worried about that either.
Yeah, and you get a good exposure on YouTube.
If you want your property posted all over YouTube, I can help you with that.
And what's that
channel?
YouTube? What's that YouTube channel, mate?
I don't
know. Come on, just say it.
Go on.
Sure, you must be a six-pack down by now.
Nah, he does all right, Dave, on the Brat Farm.
Yeah.
Plugging his Sherco every event.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's just a bit of fun. I like to share videos with the lads that we go riding with, and it's really nothing more than that. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it, so it's probably more just a selfish thing than anything else, really.
No,
we take the piss out of him, but he does a good job.
No, well, look, yeah, and as I said, this is the only way we found you. We found you through that social media, the Brab Farm. We found you through that, and I think we gave you a shout out, which made you very excited. Which I feel quite nice that I made you excited.
I told you this story, right? I was in the car on the drive to work playing your podcast, and you gave us a shout out. I was about 5 minutes from pulling into work, and I nearly crashed my car on the freeway.
That's got nothing to say about Perth drivers, all right? That we're not saying anything about Perth drivers, it's just you being a shit driver.
No, just me being terrible, yeah. Getting excited.
But look, I think it's great too, because it's really a show that there is a huge following for hard enduro in Australia, but also in Perth, and I guess that gives people confidence to know that, you know, we could potentially have a big national kind of event and, you know, grow the hard enduro sport, but also just grow the community of motorcycling in Australia, which is ideally what we want.
Yeah, I mean, we work in with Neil Price. I mean, he's multiple time state trials champ and a couple of time national champ, I think, raced over Europe and all the rest of it. And, I mean, he pretty much runs all the trials club over here, and he comes to our events. So I said to him, we want to work in with them sort of guys, because I mean, they sort of go hand in hand, trials and hard enduro, and try and get a few of their boys over here and over to us. And I mean, all the hard enduro boys are always interested in the trials. So yeah.
The trials guys, they're really nice people, but I hate riding with them because it's just annoying.
Yeah, they make stuff look way too easy.
Yeah.
Young fella yesterday, how old's Ben? 13 years old.
And young Ben Wally.
Cleaned up dual class and on a 254 stroke motocross.
Yeah, he rode real well yesterday. He has got a couple of good coaches in Pricey and Darren Rudling, so he's definitely well on his way. But I think a few more years, if he sticks at it, you might see his name popping up around the place.
Well, that's exactly.
Is that Darren Rudling or Ryan Dudling?
I think it's Dylan Radley, actually.
Oh shit!
Well done, boys. We got this. We'll get there in the end. Well, look, boys, thanks so much for your time. It's really exciting to see West Australia coming up with the hard enduro scene. It'd be just super, oh, God, I'd be excited to be able to get over there and race at least one event next year. That'll be the plan if we can, if we get an invite to this, you know, club event, kind of the hush-hush secret club event you guys have. But I really hope
you
all...
You got no secret handshake, mate.
Yeah, that's just slapping each other. It's WA style, just a good slap and a green can.
Bring a 30-pack of export.
Whoa. God, WA's gone downhill since I was there last. Export, what the shit? But,
hey, we're not all that sick, Jeremy. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, he's a South Coaster. He's a bit weirder. But, yeah, it'd be great to see you guys, even just the content you'll put out next year with all the racing, and hopefully we can see you on the grassroots bill, you know, in some capacity.
We'd love to,
next couple of years.
Good. Hey, can I just shamelessly plug a few of our sponsors, mate?
Mate, that was
go?
The next one. The next thing I want to say is, who do you guys have to thank to even get to where you are?
We have some pretty legendary sponsors, and we've got a lot of people behind the scenes that help us out, you know, machinery, obstacles, people that don't want acknowledgement, you know. We have one bloke's pretty stumped up well over a grand for us for insurance and all the rest of it, but he won't take any acknowledgement. But champion bloke. But we certainly get looked after by a few of the shops with prizes and helping us out. So Bunbury City Motorcycles, Motorcycle Studio, West Coast Motorcycles, and Bunbury KDM. All great guys to deal with, help us out with prizes, and, allows us to give the boys something at the end of the day, you know, as a prize along with the medal, so it gives them something to sort of aim for, I suppose, and push a bit harder for when they're out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's
thanks
awesome.
Very much to them, guys.
Yeah, it'd be really good if the same guy stopped winning the raffle.
It's so great win the raffle. Bloody McKean won it two events in a row. He's killing us.
Conspiracy.
He reckons he spent enough at Bunbury KTM anyway, so... He's only getting back a little bit of what he's spent.
Yeah, very fair.
But also all the boys that, you know, boys and girls, guys that come along and ride all these events, and, you know, the mums and dads and brothers and sisters. And, yeah, we had a couple of granddads there and whatever yesterday, walking around drinking cans and eating hot dogs. So it's good to see a variety of spectators and kids cruising around. So all the guys that come and participate, like, it's nothing without them. And
yeah, absolutely.
We're just a bunch of mates having a good time, and just seems to be really shifting up a gear this year, so hopefully we can maintain that momentum.
Oh, man, that's awesome. No, it's good to see you've got such a good following and just a good community around there to keep growing the sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's actually two more guys I think we just need to give a shout-out to.
Yeah, I've got them on there, too.
We owe these guys big time. They've put so much work into the farm that we've been riding, this property that we've got set up. The lads are sort of working tirelessly after work and over the weekend, devoting heaps of their own time, heaps of their own money. So big shout out to Mountain and Turner.
They're out there cutting trail at 9 o'clock at night still, when, you know, everyone else is going to bed. I'll get a photo and it's like, yeah, we're heading back. And it's like, mate, it's 9 o'clock at night. What are you doing?
Jeez.
Still out there cutting trails and in the bobcat and the digger, and yeah, top blokes that, you know, without them we wouldn't have got the farm up to where it is at the moment.
That's so good, and that's appreciation that they really do deserve, and the riders should kind of see what goes into these events. You know, a lot of riders just turn up to their race and do it and then leave and don't actually see the hard effort that it's taken for so many people behind the scenes. So no, that's a great shout out.
Yeah.
All right.
All good, mate.
Well, boys, thank you again for that one. That was a good one. Oh, what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to splice them all together, mate. We're going to make one awesome episode. This is going to seem flawless.
One massive.
Yeah.
It'll just be 40 minutes of dribbling shit, basically.
Over and over and over again, because the questions will be the same. But, look, thank you, boys, so much. I can't wait to catch up with you at some point and have a chat, have a laugh, and watch a Sherco fall down a hill.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about, mate. That's what we're all about.
That's exactly what we're all about. All right, boys.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.